five-time champion Hong Kong trainer, having currently a terrific season as well, as always, I should say. And they say he's taking his strongest ever team to International Day here at Sha Tin on Sunday. I'm glad to say that John Moore does join us. G'day, John.
Good morning.
Is that right? Your strongest ever international team?
Well, yeah, it's not numbers this year. It's quality. And I think any trainer would, this would be sort of a dream event for a trainer to have, you know, such horses competing that are all in there with chances.
Plenty of great Europeans, 10 Japanese, a couple of Aussies, but the Hong Kong horses are starting to more than hold their own here.
Well, definitely, we have the hometown advantage. Yeah. We've got the mileage into their legs with all the lead-up races and everything. So we're going in with very, very fit horses and, as I said, peaking at the right time.
Yeah. Which is terrific. When you think about it, the association you're having too, with you've always had great associations with jockeys. I guess we think about Darren Biedemann, but geez, you're striking up a nice one with the magic man, Joe Marrera.
Yes, well, I do miss Darren. We know we, for 5.5 years or something, we really put the stable on the map with Darren and myself, and he was an important part of what's going on today. But with Joe the Magic Man riding for, you know, I would say 60% of, you know, 50 or 60% of my runners at the present moment, and with the help of Nash, when he's not out.
he's had a rough start, the poor bugger, hasn't he, Nash?
He works hard, and it's a shame because he's a very good rider. And we go back a ways when we had horses in Australia back there for the carnival. But Joe, no, he is the magic man. He's now settled in really well. He knows, you know, how to ride against the quality of riders up here now. And I have no doubts that he'll be leading jockey this season. But with respect to the big races on Sunday, I've got Joe on the prime chances, and you know, I'm looking forward to it.
I'll get a quick price if I can, John. Able friend in the Hong Kong Mile.
Yeah, well, he had a setback earlier on the season. He had his run in the 1200, and had he been fit, he would have won that. But it was a good start to his preparation. And then in the mile, I thought, well, he's still a bit underdone because he was carrying a lot of good body weight. And he won Facile, which, like all trainers, immediately, you know, you don't need to put much more work into them if they're going to win like that. So we haven't done too much with him. He'll do some work on Thursday down the back straight here on the turf. But he's really one out of the hat. He's could be, you know, a champion in the making with respect to Asia, yeah, and maybe even the bigger picture.
What about the championships down at Autumn, down home in Sydney?
Well, at the moment, I have to speak to, of course, Dr. Connelly, who owns him, because, you know, we bought him, George bought him as a yearling and that, and we've nurtured him right through with the help of Johnny Hawks and that. Yeah. And I would have to go back, speak to Dr. Lee and just see. But I would like to go to Dubai for the duty-free over 1800. Yeah. The championships just don't come at a right time.
Yeah.
You know, if I go to Dubai and run in the duty-free, which is worth something like $6 million, and he'd have a live chance in that, I think I'd have to forgo the championships this year with Able Friend.
Yeah. Well, you can't go everywhere, can you? Designs on Rome in the Hong Kong Cup, another beauty.
Yeah, well, you can see from the chart in the magazines that you've all got, you know, with the international race preview, that he has had a steady upward move with respect to his prep, with respect to his ratings. And last start he ran a 119, and if he can progress to a 122, 123, you'd have to say that he'd be right in the finish. But he galloped this morning on the grass. Marrera was very pleased with the work. It was a very searching sort of gallop. And he'll do a bit of three-quarter on Friday, but going into the race, I would have to say that he's peaking at the right time.
Sterling City in the sprint?
Just, I'd recommend to racegoers out there that he forgets his last two runs. The first run was very good in 1,000 with Dougie White. The second run was, I think you'd have to put it down to the second run syndrome. He ran under par. The next run, you could see both Aerovelocity, Sterling City, Lucky Nine, they all got held up, you know. The all concertinaed in front, and they're all climbing over backsides. But Joe came in, he said, look, I definitely would have been right there. Forget the run. I didn't knock him round in the finish because I said there was a wall of horses. So I would recommend from a good gate that punters forget the runs and just have a good bet each way.
It's my final one, Dominant in the Vase.
Well, so far this season, with, you know, we've had tracks here firmer than they've ever been for so long. And for that reason, he hasn't let down. Jocks have come in, have ridden him, have just said, look, mate, you know, the tracks are just too firm for him. He needs a cut in the ground. Okay, he had a searching gallop this morning with a horse called Same World, who will no doubt be the pacemaker in the Invitation Cup. And he worked really, really well, and Joe was really pleased with his work. Now, I'm sure there's going to be some sort of cushion in the track because the Jockey Club will make it that way for the simple reason that we don't want the Europeans complaining, do we? We want to make sure they're not going to come here for a rock-hard track and say, we don't want to come back. The horses won't let down, but there's no doubt going to be a bit of cushion in the track, and we hope there can be a repeat performance. But in the long term, dominance future lies in Australia. They're just not the races here for horses mile and a half and more. After this race, I will be sitting down with the syndicate and recommending for them that his future lies in Australia. And after this race, he may be a permanent resident in Aussie.
Okay, which is good. But you never will be, will you? You're very much a Honkinese.
Well, I hope to get an extension at the end of this season, which I believe I will, because I've already I can fulfil the criteria required to get the extra few years. But I would like to think that when I finish up here in Hong Kong, that I'll go back and probably join up with Gary in Sydney, and build the stable even more, and train a few in Sydney, because I'm not the sort of person to retire and play golf every day and just sit around and twiddle my fingers. I'd like to to get involved in Australian racing. So I think there is a possibility that I'll come back to Aussie and train a few.
John, that would be terrific news for everyone involved in racing down under. We do thank you very, very much for your time again on the Big Sports Breakfast, and it sounds like we should be backing you and Joe all day on Sunday.
Please, yeah, keep us in mind when you put us into the bets. Okay.
Good on you, John Moore. Thank you very much. John Moore there, joining us on our special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast out of Hong Kong.